President Bush was in Nashville, Tennessee today, speaking before a convention of religious broadcasters. But the president couldn't stay away from the subject of war and Iraq. Today, Mr. Bush accused Saddam Hussein of mixing military forces in among civilian populations in order to use them as possible human shields. News analyst Daniel Shore says all the war talk is taking its toll on the president's domestic agenda.
There is some irony in the trouble that President Bush is having selling his budget and tax program to the congressional Republican majorities that he helped to create. After consulting with legislators at a retreat in West Virginia over the weekend, the president is planning for himself and cabinet members to fan out around the country in the 10 days or so before the Iraq situation reaches an expected climax. They're trying to build support for his budget and his economic growth package, no longer called stimulus package. Bush's poll standing as domestic leader lags behind his standing as military leader. Some Republicans in Congress join the Democrats in their reservations about a $300 billion budget deficit that doesn't even include paying for a war. Medicare overhaul is still more a slogan than a program. Little is said anymore about requiring Medicare beneficiaries to switch to private plans in order to get prescription drug benefits. In emphasizing job growth as the primary weapon against poverty, President Bush has effectively shredded what President Reagan called the safety net for the poor. The administration proposes a tightening of work requirements for welfare recipients without providing adequate funds for child care for working mothers. Federal money for poverty programs would be cut back as control of the programs was shifted to the states. Under the Bush budget, school lunches and breakfast for low-income children would be harder to come by. Funds for public housing would be cut, creating a class of people who could be called the working homeless. The president's budget would load a heavy burden on the money-strapped states. 16 states have already announced tax increases for next year. You will not hear much about less money for poor people at these town hall meetings the administration will hold around the country in the next couple of weeks. What you will hear is what the president told the lawmakers in their West Virginia retreat. He said, "We've got a domestic agenda that is positive and strong and hopeful and optimistic." He said, "The budget would put more money into the pockets of the entrepreneurs of America," which he added, "is good for those who are looking for work." But the deficits grow, the economy lags, and the poor get poorer. This is Daniel Shore.